of the interior. That's Security and Coexistence. Thank you very much. With regards to violence against women, some progress has been made within the judiciary. As the subsecretary said, we opened up two specialized courts specialized in SGBV under law 19580. Now, when these courts were opened, the president of the Supreme Court referred to structural discrimination existing against women. He said that this was a public problem which called for appropriate measures. Madam Chairperson, in Uruguay, to judge using a gender approach is a legal obligation. With regards to non-discrimination principles embodied in our constitution, the international treaties of a few months and the international human rights treaties we've ratified, they have been transposed into our domestic laws. The Supreme Court has said that the gender perspective in the evidentiary process is important. It's important that the legislator starts with that gender-based violence is due to structural inequality, which establishes that in all areas people need protection. The gender approach means that you may just go beyond formal inequality. There are some inequalities that cannot be denied or rendered invisible. So we've not only scaled up our efforts to train and raise awareness of judges, female and male, and public defenders, but also the Supreme Court has adopted a number of agreements thereon. So we have a 2020 decision of 8071 on protection under the law on protecting women from SGBV. This provision 8071 grants value to other working documents put together to combat SGBV. Thus, we've devised guides for the prohibition of gender-based violence and discrimination. And all of this is put together with you at the UN. We've also granted the same value to the compilation of good practices and the processes to protection processes developed by the Subcommission on Gender of the Association of Judicial Officials. We've decision 8122 is also very important in that sphere. There's a sustained growth of human rights training and SGBV training courses we give to people who apply to become judges. So we've taken many steps to combat SGBV and mainstream gender in the daily work of judicial operators in the country. We've done very little compared to what we need to do to remedy the situation, but we're heading in the right direction, I believe. Furthermore, with regards to reparation for victims, may I add to what was said, Article 80 of 19580, that's the law against gender-based violence, imposes the obligation to provide compensation for victims, and this compensation has been growing clearly. To give you some figures, in 2018, there were 30 reparations for women victims. In 2019, 164, 268 in 2020, 382 in 2021, and in May of this year, 101 reparations. In the last 5 years, therefore, we have reached a total of 945 economic reparations to victims of gender-based violence. Thank you very much for your attention.